Sunday's Oscar ceremony will mark an anniversary for Morning Edition. For the last 10 years, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg and producer Cindy Carpian have been exploring Hollywood jobs. You know, the kind of jobs you find if you stay to watch the movie's closing credits, jobs like Property Master. They've been doing this for 10 years. Why do they not have an Oscar yet? In any case, they wrap up the decade today by going back to some folks they've profiled and asking how their jobs have changed.
Technology and out-of-state tax incentives are the game changers. Sounds boring, no? In fact, the difference they make tells the story of the new Hollywood and how a vast local industry is tottering. We start in the Santa Monica studio of award-winning costume designer Julie Weiss. She did Frida, American Beauty, Blades of Glory. Sunday, you'll see her work in the Oscar musical numbers. How has Julie's job changed in 10 years? Computers.
If you go to an interview, I don't take all of these sketches. They're on the screen.
Less to schlep, but there's a price.
Because I want to show the fabric. I want to talk about it.
These days, more and more movies are made outside of Hollywood. States like Georgia, Louisiana, Michigan offer big tax incentives to the industry. New legislation may bring films back to L.A. Meantime, businesses that once served the movies are dwindling here. Costume houses have closed. For Julie, that's a minus.
What isn't there are these racks and racks of memories that you can look at.
There's more variety to her work as movies move out of town. She does theater, TV, even video games.
I want to be a good storyteller. And if it means that that's what it takes to be there, I'm there.
Being there is part of Doug Dresser's job description. He's a location scout, one of the first folks hired to hunt down places where the cameras will roll. We found him in Pacific Palisades overlooking the ocean.
Hey, Doug. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
Last time I saw Doug, it was in an abandoned hospital morgue. Talk about exotic locations. Well, Doug's movie morgue days may be over. He's doing more TV commercials now. Today, scouting lunch places and renting driveways for his trucks for a one-day shoot.
10 years ago, they used to make movies in Los Angeles. Right now, I think you can count on one hand the amount of feature films that they're making here.
He had to leave town for the movie jobs.
I was gone last year for 7 months. 2 years before that, I was gone for 10 months.
Doug has two young children. He wants to watch them grow up. And it's not just the kids who missed him.
After I came back from being gone, when I was in North Carolina, I came back and my dry cleaner asked me, "Where have you been? I haven't seen you in a very long time. Did you go to another dry cleaner?" I said, "No, I was out of town working."
So, dry cleaner happy, family happy. Doug does still miss the old feature film days.
There's nothing better than being on a movie and being able to start from a blank page and helping craft the look of a movie.
The last time we saw property master Trish Gallagher Glenn was on the set of the Muppets movie. Now, in a Paramount storage warehouse, she's hauled out a special prop for us.
Oh, my. Oh, it needs three hands, as a
matter of
fact.
Quite heavy.
That is hefty.
It's a butter gun used in the new SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. The prop was made in resin with a 3D printer.
In all, there are 12 different 3D parts. Then they're molded and assembled.
In the movie, pirate Antonio Banderas sprays an animated SpongeBob character with melted butter spewing out of the gun's flared mouth. The butter gun weighs maybe 10 pounds. Lucky Banderas has nice biceps. The 3D printer can rework gun parts on quick demand. Trish says that's a real change.
Before, we would have had a sculptor who worked for weeks and weeks, and maybe we would have said, "Oh, that's too big, too small."
Artisans still had to paint the gun to look antique. The 3D printer lets them duplicate the gun easily.
We made two of them, because with an action prop, if it breaks and you lose a day of shooting. So each one cost about $20,000.
And all of this for an object that is on the screen, how long?
Between 4 and 5 seconds.
You know, that's the magic of movies, isn't it?
Is this heaven? It's Iowa.
Technology has affected Field of Dreams casting director Margie Simkin big time. In 2008, when she cast Avatar, she was no longer sifting through piles and piles of 8x10 headshots that arrived in the mail.
We put out a call, which you do online, and said we were looking for someone to do a few lines, 2 days' work, and within hours we got 1,100 submissions.
And that was just actors in L.A. Now it's global, all over the world. Performers record themselves, hit a button, and hope. Efficient. Exhausting, because it never ends.
They sort of sit there at night, sometimes in bed, and go through thousands of submissions.
But at least you can stay in your pajamas all day.
But sometimes you can stay in your pajamas all day.
Don't tell. I wish that you hadn't told me that.
Costume designer Julie Weiss again. We had mentioned how in the last 10 years, people have begun watching movies on tiny smartphones.
I think I'm a little agitated, actually.
Remember, this is a woman who has worked in movies most of her life.
A film. It should be seen on a screen. You should be able to witness it at the same proportion or bigger than life. What have we done?
There is a bright side.
I guess maybe it would make the job a little easier. I wouldn't have to worry about if the third button matched, but I don't want to do it that way.
And as the sun slowly sinks on 10 years of movie job changes, we bid a fond farewell to our filmmaking friends, adapting to new technologies, mostly, with the old ways still in their hearts, mostly.
You're Norma Desmond. Used to be in silent pictures. Used to be big.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
In movie land, I'm Susan Stanford, NPR News.
10 years worth of Susan Stanberg's Hollywood jobs profiles, key grip, animal wrangler, focus puller, and much more are at npr.org.